This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest Jeff Tweedy has been described as an icon of alternative music. He's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist who first became known as a member of Uncle Tupelo, a country punk trio he founded with Jay Farrar. After the band's 1994 breakup, Farrar founded the band Sun Vault, and Tweedy founded the band Wilco. Wilco draws on all kinds of pop influences. They've even made a couple of albums with Billy Bragg, on which they set to music Woody Guthrie lyrics that had never been recorded. Jeff Tweedy brought his guitar to our studio to play one of the Woody Guthrie lyrics he set to music, and a song from Wilco's new CD, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. A review of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot in Esquire magazine said, "Wilco has always produced riveting roots rock. This time, though, the band has embraced a brilliant eclecticism, tossing in R&B, disco, pop, rock, and most significantly, some prog rock electronica from the Radiohead school. It's a mix you don't want to miss." Let's start with a track from the CD. This is Radio Cure.
Cheer up. Honey, I hope you can. There is something wrong with me. My mind is filled with radio cure. Electronic surgical words. Picking apples for the kings and queens and things I've never seen. Oh, distance has no way. Making love understandable.
That's Radio Cure from Wilco's new CD, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. My guest is Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. Welcome to Fresh Air.
Hi, how are you doing?
Now, I think you're taking somewhat of a new direction on this record. There's a lot of use of electronics. We heard some of that on Radio Cure. Because you're from a real roots music orientation, it's an interesting direction to take.
Yes and no. I mean, I my roots are really in rock and roll. and I grew up, my first experiences listening to music were listening to rock records. My formative years, discovering the things that really were important to me listening to music and in music, were listening to punk rock, very electronic forms of music. And I honestly don't see any difference between a folk song and abstract noise recordings. I think the criteria for me in a song is based on a feeling, which might be completely generated only in me. That doesn't even really exist in the intention of the record. It's really always what's important to me is that I'm excited.
Now, you ended up changing record labels during the making of this new CD. What happened? Why did you have to change?
We finished our record. We finished Yankee Hotel Foxtrot and delivered it to our record company, Reprise Records, at the time. And they, in no uncertain terms, hated it. I think initially we had been sending different demos and things that we'd been recording, showing our progress along the year or throughout the year. We'd been trying to keep them up to date as to what we had finished and what was unfinished. And the closer we got to being finished with our record, we started getting responses like, "It keeps getting worse and worse."
What every artist wants to hear. Was it the songs they didn't like, the arrangements, the electronics?
What? I honestly really don't know. Mm-hmm. It would be pure speculation to try and figure out what it was. Well, there wasn't a whole lot of musical input given to us. In fact, we were pretty aware that they weren't happy with it. And when we finally delivered the record, as, you know, as finished, as a fully mixed recording. Maybe it was during a vacation or something, but we didn't hear from them for 2 weeks. And we were pretty certain that that was not a good sign.
So you managed to still bring out the record, but on a different record label, on Nonesuch. What did you have to do to get control of the recording that you'd made and bring it someplace else?
Well, I mean, surprisingly little to get our master tapes back. Our bags were packed and waiting for us at the door. Really, I think they were happy.
The record company packed them for you.
Absolutely, there was an impressive display of a legal department working in tandem with a couple of individuals at a record company and with high efficiency. You know, it was stunning. I was to watch, really.
So did you have to buy them back, or did they just give them to you?
We got a really good deal.
Gosh. I want to ask you about one of the songs on the new CD, and it's called Heavy Metal Drummer. And the song is in one respect about a girl who keeps falling in love with drummers and bands. But you write in the lyric, "I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. I miss the innocence I've known playing Kiss covers, beautiful and stoned." Did you really play Kiss covers?
No, I never did personally play Kiss covers in a cover band on the landing. But I did go see those bands a lot, and primarily because they played at the bars that were open until four in the morning. And when all the punk rock bars and where punk rock bands played, or the shows I'd go see in St. Louis that I deemed worthy, were closed. And if you wanted to keep drinking, you had to go to where the heavy metal bands played with their big hair and the shiny pants and platform shoes and their girlfriends carrying their amps and stuff to the van. Which at the time, I guess, I don't think I was a really dour person growing up, but I do remember, and this is sincerely what the song's about, is feeling now that I wish I could go back and appreciate those bands for the pure joy that they expressed, and I wish I'd been present for it, really, because instead of sulking in the corner feeling superior somehow because I don't know how to dance, you know.
You've brought your guitar with you. Can I ask you to do a song that's featured on the new CD?
Yeah, I can do a song called "I'm the Man Who Loves You."
All I could see is black and white and white and pink with lids of blue that lay between the words I think on a pitch. I was mean and descender. You couldn't tell if it bring my heart the way I wanted when I started writing this letter to you. But if I could, you know I would just hold your hand if you'd understand. I'm the man who loves you. All I could be is a busy sea of spinning wheels and hands that feel for stones to throw and feet that run, but come back home and make no difference ever known, make no difference ever known to me. If I could, you know I would just hold your hand if you'd understand. I'm the man who loves you. Black and white and pink, the blades of blue that lay between the words I think on a page. I was mean and descending. You couldn't tell if you bring my heart the way I wanted when I started writing this letter to you. And if I could, you know I would just hold your hand and you'd understand. If I could, you know I would just hold your hand and you'd understand. If I could, you know I would just hold your hand and you'd understand.
understand. I'm the man who loves you. I'm the man who loves you. I'm the man who loves you. I'm the man who loves you.
That's Jeff Tweedy playing I'm the Man Who Loves You, one of the songs featured on Wilco's new CD, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Good song. When did you get your first guitar and actually start playing and start trying to like learn licks that you'd heard on records that you liked?
I got my first guitar when I was 6 or 7.
How'd you get it so young?
That's all I really ever wanted. And when I got it, I was very disappointed that it was so hard to play. And I took a few lessons, and I just remember the lessons being very hot in these upstairs rooms in these old buildings, and the radiators hissing and just sweating. And I never went back more than twice, I don't think. And I threw my guitar in the closet and told everybody that I knew how to play guitar for probably the rest of my grade school days, and I hurt my leg really bad in a bike accident between junior high school and high school, and I figured I would take the time to learn how to play the guitar before somebody actually asked me to, because I told everybody I knew how to play the guitar.
And did you teach yourself?
Yeah, I did. I taught myself. I had a book of chords and Ramones records. It wasn't too hard from that from there.
When parents get kids a guitar, they often think, well, maybe they'll play some nice folk songs or some nice rock songs. And did you go around the house singing the Ramones song, I Want to Be Sedated?
No, but I do now. I do go around the house singing that with my kids. They're really into the Ramones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My guest is Jeff Tweedy, founder of the band Wilco. Their new CD is called Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Jeff Tweedy, founder of the band Wilco, co-founder of the earlier band Uncle Tupelo. Wilco has a new CD called Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. When you were with the band Uncle Tupelo, you did a cover that wasn't released at the time but was subsequently released on the new compilation, a cover of Iggy Pop's I Want to Be Your Dog. Talk a little bit about how you did that compared to how Iggy Pop did it.
Well, Iggy Pop did it right. And I Want to Be Your Dog, the way we did it in Uncle Tupelo, It is what it is. It sounds charming to me now, or like a nice snapshot of being a younger person. I think what we were really wanting to try and do, and in a very awkward way, with that song in particular, was to put an emphasis on a belief that punk rock and country music and folk music was the same thing. That it felt the same to us. We loved each equally, and considered them both to be very, very prime examples of direct songwriting and communication. And that's all we were trying to reflect. And so our catalog of things that we could play, we try and make a statement that was the case in some ways. And that's probably why that song was never released until now, is because I think it felt at the time that was really obvious.
Well, let's hear your version of the proto-punk classic, I Want to Be Your Dog. And this is from the new Uncle Tupelo anthology.
So messed up, I want you here. In my room, I want you there. Now I want to be face to face. Now lay right down in my favorite place. Now I want to
That's I Want to Be Your Dog from the new Uncle Tupelo anthology. That was my guest, Jeff Tweedy, singing lead on that. The band Uncle Tupelo split up, and Jay Farrar formed the band Sun Vault. You formed the band Wilco. What responsibilities came with, like, leading a band and starting one, and what did you like and not like about having more of that responsibility on your shoulders?
Well, I'm definitely not that comfortable with the idea of being a leader of anything, you know. So I think that was a major drawback. Group dynamics are very strange, but that's really the only way I've ever looked at having a band. Is like I might be at the center of it as a singer and as a songwriter, but I love the notion of playing with other people. I need to play with other people. I love playing with other people. I like having ideas translated in through someone else's musicianship. I love being able to translate someone else's ideas, or, you know, just the dialogue and communication that goes on is beautiful. It's intimate.
Now, you've done a couple of albums with Wilco and Billy Bragg of Woody Guthrie lyrics, taking Woody Guthrie lyrics that he had never set to music and setting them to music yourself. How did that project get started?
I'm pretty sure it started, the Mermaid Avenue records started with Nora, Woody Guthrie's daughter, Nora Guthrie. She contacted Billy. Or Billy contacted her, I think, I'm not so sure that Wilco was the first band considered to be the band to back up Billy Bragg on this record. When we were contacted about it, that's kind of how it was presented, as being basically being the session band on these records, which was a nice offer. Not quite as appealing as when a few months later they suggested that we write some songs and participate in the selection process and being given an opportunity to go through the archives as well. Then it became like a no-brainer. It was like just something fascinating to do. Even if I'd never heard of Woody Guthrie, I would find that a fascinating project to go through thousands and thousands of lyrics that someone left behind.
Well, why don't you choose one of the songs you did write music for? Choose one of the lyrics you did set to music. Tell us why you chose this and sing the song.
Okay, I think I'll give it a shot. It's a song called Hesitating Beauty. I think that what drew me to it was that it was a love song. A very unabashed love song from someone who's more known for being just a left-leaning hobo. So,
your sparkling cocky smile, I've walked a million miles, begging you to come wed me in the spring. Why do you, my dear, delay? What makes you laugh and turn away? Your hesitating beauty, Norley. Well, I know that you're itching to get married, Norley. You know how I'm twitching for the same thing, Norley. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. Quit your hesitating, Norley. We could build a house and home where the flowers come to bloom. Around our yard, I'll nail a fence so high. Those boys with peeping eyes cannot see that angel face. My hesitating beauty, Norley. Well, I know that you're itching to get married, Norley. And you know how I'm twitching for the same thing, Norley. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. quit your hesitating, Orly. Hand in hand across the grasses of our land, I'll kiss you for each leaf on every tree. We could bring our kids to play where the dry leaves blow today, if you'd quit your hesitating, Norley. Well, I know that you're itching to get married, Norley, and you know how I'm twitching for the same thing, Norley. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. We quit your hesitating, Norley.
Jeff Tweedy performing Hesitating Beauty, a Woody Guthrie lyric he set to music. Tweedy is the founder of Wilco. They have a new CD called Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Jeff Tweedy, founder of the band Wilco, co-founder of the earlier band Uncle Tupelo. Wilco has a new CD called Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Your wife once said that she sometimes wishes you could write songs about what a great marriage you have.
Yeah.
I take it you haven't written that particular song yet.
I keep pointing out to her that she hasn't written any songs about what a great marriage we have either.
Is it easier to write songs about heartbreak or about falling in love as opposed to sustaining a marriage?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's easier. I probably think it would be easier if your life reflected it to write a lot of happy songs. But most people's lives don't really reflect an environment that they would just write purely happy songs all the time. I mean, it's like a matter of extreme concentration to write one happy song, I think, for most people. I think a lot of comedians don't get the attention they deserve for how hard it must be to be funny all the time. I don't think it's so weird, personally, to write sad songs.
You're married and you have two children. Has your life as a musician, and a musician who's often on the road, been changed by having a family?
If I wasn't a musician, I would be changed by having a family. I think that that's the big change, you know, turning point in people's lives. It's going from being a son or a daughter to a father or a mother. People that don't have children, you know, go through similar changes and life-changing experiences at around the same time. It seems to be the way things work. But I'm really extremely into having two boys around the house to remind me how joyous and wonderful and fun it is to make stuff up. And I think that's the main thing I would say has influenced me in what I do for a living, and being able to just make music for a living, having a constant reminder that I'm just making stuff up is wonderful to have around.
Well, Jeff Tweedy, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Jeff Tweedy is the founder of the band Wilco. Their new CD is called Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.